Who goes there? Oh, no problem. I don't mind a drink. You can place it on the table. I'm just finishing cleaning up my musket. Thank you. Would you mind sitting down with me? Keep me company for a while? It would be very much appreciated, dear. May I ask who you are and maybe why you decided to pick such an occupation? I see, and this job is just a way to make money. That seems fair. I mean, I do dungeon raids from time to time. Oh, right. I haven't introduced myself. My name is Margaret, but I also go by Quiet. And I guess what I do is simply shoot, to be frank. I'm also very keen for new challenges, which is one of the reasons why I go dungeon raiding. If you don't mind, I can tell you a story about one of my excursions. I promise I won't take up most of your time. You don't mind? Oh, that's splendid. Now, let's begin at the beginning. I was looking for a new kind of challenge, as well as something that pays handsomely for such work. And one day, I ran into a group planning to run through a dungeon that is said to have riches that very few beings have attempted to take. On top of that, it was said to have some creatures that proved to give even the most seasoned veterans trouble. So, by that knowledge alone, I needed to take that job. My companions and I took off to the dungeon, where the entrance alone gave me chills. A cemetery with broken and scattered headstones, and what looked to be a woods taken out of someone's darkest of nightmares. But we prevailed, taking out traps with slight ease, as some of our members weren't the most keen at seeking these traps out. Sometimes the greed would even get to our group. People getting caught in pits and almost dying because their own greed blinded them. We thought we got lucky with this dungeon until we met the things that inhabited this place. These things looked like slimes that had swallowed what I would assume to be past raiders, with the remains being transparent through their bodies. It only got worse as these things were able to combine with one another, making one giant slime creature out of the smaller portioned slimes. We were able to take down the beasts, taking shots and using our collected efforts to take out such things. The nightmare continued as we went deeper and deeper into the Weald. Fungal monsters that looked to be part human but taken over by some fungi, with the likes of giants that had some type of spores coming out of them. Those giants took too many shots to go down. It was such an exhausting effort that our group had to set up camp to get ready to take on the final wave of monsters in the morning. Setting up a fire and trying to get some rest, little did we know that would be close to impossible with the screams and assortment of groans that would fill the air as we laid our heads. All coming from the beasts that inhabit this land, as well as the unlucky souls that died to them. Needless to say, the sounds were a challenge we weren't all prepared for. Alas, it was morning and we moved along, fighting beast after beast, picking up treasure that we could and losing our sanity as we dug deeper into that place. Our group's fatigue was showing as we got ambushed by ghouls and rabid beasts ready to taste flesh. We were lucky to get through with fewer wounds than expected. But then we met the end with a huge treasure chest containing what I would expect to be the treasures that all the dungeon raiders tried to get, but many dying to the beasts that inhabit it. We thought we were home free. Easy treasure pickings, until we were faced with the beasts that protected that chest. The whole army of bastards were there. The giants, the slimes, a virago, and some hags. Our fight was anything but easy. My group fought valiantly, killing the giants with more efficiency than before. Also, finding a way to take out that virago, while I kept the slimes and hags in check. We took every one of those beasts that faced us. It's something that I'll never forget. Taking everything out of every one of our group members to kill these monsters. And with the dust settling, we were the victors. Taking the treasure home, but more importantly to me, taking out all those beasts because of my efforts. Well, I thank you for staying with me this long, kind soul, but I think I should be going. Where will I go? Well, of course, to the next challenge. As long as there's something new and exciting out there to fight, I've got to go find it. So long, dear. Maybe next time we'll talk about my latest adventure.